This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, last week we were talking about a sexual assault conference sponsored by a state organization called NCCASA.
Yes.
And we were discussing at the end of that program how sexual assault is not widely reported, even though we know what happens. And the reason we know what happens is almost every victim that comes into our shelter for domestic violence will tell us, and this is almost 100%, will tell us that they have been sexually assaulted at some point in their life.
Exactly. Whether it was childhood or recently, if it was a stranger, if it was a non-stranger, we see that too.
Right. And there's a, in my mind anyway, there's a number of reasons for this. Number one is, you know, it's just a nasty thing to deal with, and so we're going to shove it under the table and pretend it doesn't happen when it does. Second thing that impacts this is that if a woman does report it and decides to prosecute, when she gets on the stand, she becomes
she gets re-victimized.
Yeah, she gets re-victimized, mm-hmm. and the attorneys will try to paint her as a streetwalker, perhaps, when
exactly.
She's absolutely an innocent person. And the third thing, I've found from talking with women, is if I know the perpetrator,
exactly.
If I was dating him particularly, you know, it wasn't sexual assault.
Right, and that was one of the classes, a couple of the classes I took when I was in New Bern about non-stranger rape or non-stranger molestation, and usually it is someone that we know and trust. But by the time the presenter who was presenting this series of talks, by the time she was finished, you realize that non-stranger, your friend or boyfriend, has become a stranger. He has the same tactics as a stranger who would rape you. You don't know this person, you know, by the time it's over with. And but it leaves you feeling, was I raped or was I not raped? And so people don't report that. What we want to encourage people to do is, whether you decide you're going to press charges or not, you don't have to make up your mind about that right away. But within 48 hours of being raped, the sooner you get to one of us to get to the hospital, the better. Because there, again, I stress, there are medications that you can take that will keep you from getting HIV, which is what causes the AIDS virus. You can also discuss options about Plan B, which will keep you from becoming pregnant, or also to take care of any other sexually transmitted diseases. We also want to talk with you because emotionally it's very damaging to be sexually
right.
assaulted.
There's a number of reasons why people want to use our services at Family Violence Coalition or at Safe Place. And you mentioned health care. Obviously, whatever your decision is about prosecuting and whatnot, you need to see a doctor because there's just some medical issues that need to be dealt with. We can also help you discuss with over the options about whether you want to press legal charges
yes.
or not. And that's obviously your decision, but it's an option for you. You know, we can also help you get psychological counseling if that's an issue for you.
Yeah, and it could be short-term, it could be long-term. We also have support group for sexual assault victims.
That's right.
And it doesn't have to be something that just happened. It could be sexual assault that occurred when you were a child,
right.
even. Victims compensation. We can hook you up with the right agency to talk about getting compensated for the cost of some
right.
of the
now
things that you have to go through.
You don't get a check for
right.
for being sexually assaulted, but what victims compensation does is it will help you pay for things like medical care
yes.
or psychological care. That if you have to spend those funds, you might be able to get reimbursed for those. It's a long, involved process, but you know it is possible to do that. Shelter is always an option for even someone who's sexually assaulted. It doesn't have to be domestic violence.
Right,
it could be sexual
right.
assault.
And we shelter victims of sexual assault as well, and people don't always realize that. We also can offer support to what we call secondary victims of sexual assault. Your husband, your boyfriend, if you've been assaulted and you know that makes them feel terrible. Oh my gosh, you know,
right.
I couldn't protect you.
And if you
or your
and
parents
if you,
or your children.
If you know the victim, we can also help you get a protective order that will keep
yeah.
that person away from you in the future. But in the meantime, you know, that's a lot of information to throw out at somebody. If you want to discuss your case, give us a phone number in Yancey County.
In Yancey County, our crisis line is 682-0056.
In Mitchell County, that's 765-4044. I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence and sexual assault begins with who?
Begins with me and you.